Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 2 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside Christopher Chu. What's going on, dude?
What's going on? It's already episode 2.
I know. Can you believe it?
It's been so long.
I know. It's absolutely crazy. We also got Alex, the Adidas man himself. He's in the house.
What's the word, guys? It's your boy. Sorry I missed out on last week's episode. I was kind of busy.
Welcome back.
Yes.
You're doing sneaker stuff.
I know. Sneaker business.
But we're glad to have you. Chloe.
Welcome back, man. Thank you.
Now, first off, before we start doing this second episode, I want to give a big shout out to everyone who downloaded the first episode. We've had over 100 downloads in the very first week, which is amazing. Thank you to everyone who shared it on Facebook.
Keep it going.
Instagram, Twitter, everyone. Thank you so much for doing it. So we got a bunch of things we want to talk about. Since Alex is here, we want to get the lowdown on all things Adidas.
There's been a lot going on, I think so.
So Alex is going to fill us in on what's going on with everything going on with Adidas. But before we do that, you guys showed up at the house today. We're recording this on Wednesday. You're hearing it on Saturday. And it's my birthday tomorrow, Thursday, June 30th. Chris walks up to me and hands me a box. A bag.
It was actually a box in a bag. So double whammy.
A box in a bag. And I have it here with me. And they are the Air Jordan 1 Rare Airs. Thanks, man.
No problem. I'll get you the right shoe another day, okay? I just gave you the left shoe.
Just give me the left shoe.
Yeah.
If I'm good, maybe I'll get the next one.
Maybe.
So what's going on, guys? How was your week?
Great. Week was great.
Yeah, pretty insane. Busy. Actually, yeah.
Always busy in the world of sneakers.
Always business.
Always busy business.
Pretty good business. Yeah, it's been crazy.
Well, you were on a business trip.
I was on a business trip. Then I went back to the store dealing with my business at the store. And it's pretty crazy down here.
Can you say where you were doing sneaker business?
I'm actually the store manager of the Adidas store downtown on St. Catherine. So if you guys ever swing by the store, just ask for Alex or Suji Cypher Sons for those people on Instagram. But yeah, so I've been in the sneaker game for a couple years now, for more than a couple years, but I've been working for Adidas for 6 years now.
He's the plug. The Adidas plug.
No, that's actually bullshit.
Why are you giving up our plug?
Now you're going to get all the DMs in your Instagram.
Hey, listen up, dude. Listen up, guys. All of y'all dudes on Instagram being like, shout out to the plug. There's no plug. Stop this shit.
When those Yeezys drop.
How you been, fam?
How you been, fam? Exactly. Yo, fam, been a minute.
Yo, it's been a minute. I'm sure you get that a lot, right?
Dude, every single day.
So a lot's happened this week, and especially today, the Adidas Uncaged Ultra Boost came out. Yes. Now, I can tell everyone's very excited. Chloe, I know you're excited. Yep. Alex, of course you're going to be excited.
I think it was a pretty sharp, strong, fast sellout business today in most of the Foot Lockers.
I think so. Yeah. Chris?
It's an ugly shoe. Why would anyone? I'm just kidding.
I know you're kidding.
It's a dope shoe.
It's really sick. Yeah. It's really good.
So what you're saying is you copped.
I got myself a pair, yes. I lucked in and I got myself a pair, but that's not what's like remarkable about this day of coppage. I think Chloe has a better story than mine.
Chloe, yeah. A good story? Let's kick it off with a story. I like this.
Well, getting phone calls or texts from Chris are always great. And I was actually able to lock down three colors. And
shout out to the plug.
I can't wait. And I'm grateful for, always looking out for me. And
which colors did you get?
I got the red, the gray, and the black.
Wow.
Now so I got to hunt down those whites.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And can't wait. I'm stoked. Can't wait to get them in person and just rip them on. And
yeah, when is that happening?
Take some shots.
Yeah, when are you going to hunt DS?
Oh, I don't know. When it happens, it happens.
Next week. Do a little photo shoot action.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Photo shot, all types of shots. Can't wait.
Now, everyone knows, if they listened to last week's episode, that Chloe's a huge Ultra Boost fan.
And he actually converted me too, man.
Really?
I'm a 95 fan, but the Boosts, since they came out, I kind of shifted. And
the Nike guy converted the Adidas guy to get some Adidas.
Oh, yeah, those Boosts.
I'm glad.
Just floating in those things, man.
I love them. I own one pair and I love them.
I'm hunting those things, man. Hunting them.
Anything with Boost? Are you like anything Boost you'll buy?
I'm a huge Ultra Boost fan. I'm still looking for those first Pure Boosts. I got lucky this week. I got a pair of Athleisures, three EQTs. Yeah. I got that khaki color, and it was quite steel, and I can't wait to grab those. I lucked out, though, on the EQT colorway one. I just didn't click bid now. I was a second short, and...
The struggle is
that's
real.
That's that day. Like, if I was doing the daycare thing and trying to bid all at the same time and just came up a little short, but it's all good. I still walked out with four pairs of Boosts.
Exactly.
It was eBay. Score. Yeah, it was eBay.
Are you an NMD fan also?
I did not get a pair of NMDs yet. It will happen.
Eventually. Because of the plug.
Yeah, because of the plug.
Thanks, God. You keep mentioning this plug, but you say I'm not
we're
the plug.
No, but it's just this thing is all over Instagram and Facebook groups and whatever, and everyone's like the plug.
It's gonna happen. That color, that right colorway is gonna fall out, and I'm gonna snag a pair, and it'll be another pair of Boosts.
Yeah, I just want to clear something up. Like when Chloe got my phone call or my text. I wasn't doing anything supernatural or anything. I was just in front of a computer at the time when they released.
The timing was perfect.
And I was just able to cart the first pair. And after I carted the first pair, I showed Claude a screenshot that the order was placed. And then I was like, hey, there seems to be a second colorway here available. And I asked him, do you want this one too? And he's like, yes. And it carted too. So it was nothing like...
It just happened.
No special skills. No miracle, it's just like... I just tried to buy them. Not even. I didn't even wait for... I was at my desk.
Now you're just rubbing it in.
Yeah, I'm rubbing it in. So at my desk, click add cart worked. Click add cart worked. And that's how it happened. So this... So the plug super... superstition or the... Yeah. The
maybe it shouldn't be the plug. Super maybe internet you got. The click hooked you up.
Yeah, the click. Click, 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 mouse click.
Ain't nobody messing with your click. Yeah. Right? Alex got it.
I got it.
So what else is going on? Alex, are we allowed to talk about what you brought in the box?
We are allowed, but let's just give not too much details.
Not too much detail. Okay.
I was gifted with a pair of...
Oh, my.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are... too bad you guys can't see this.
Oh, my goodness. We will have a picture of this up on our Instagram page at the Sneaker Podcast.
Eventually.
Eventual launch date. Yeah, we don't want to spoil too quick, but
we abide by the rules.
It's an upcoming launch of the Alpha Bounce. For me, like as I was telling the boys on my way here, it was just like I'm a big ZX AQT like back catalog fan, and just when I saw the shoes actually like it dropped while I was at a presentation in Toronto about performance products and upcoming like running lunches, and I just like fell in love with the shoe, and I was able to like try on the sample all day, and I kept it on my foot, and I was like, wow, I really need to lock down a pair of these. And miraculously I was able to, in a really fair and honest way. And so I was gifted with this pair, came in today to the shop for me.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty stoked. I love that neoprene.
It is actually, it's actually really comfortable, man.
It's very nice.
You guys are going to have to try it on.
So this is the Alpha Bounce, not the Aramis. You do own the Aramis.
I do. Yeah.
And you love that pair.
I do. Actually, like I posted a picture on my Instagram and I was like, haven't been wearing anything else in 5 days, but I was legit not wearing anything
else. Aramis, is it colorway or is it different?
I think it's
model.
The name of the colorway, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aramis painted it.
No, it's actually this...
A Greek god, right?
If you guys want to look it up, it's actually this guy named Josh. He's a guy from Germany. From Erzo, and he's working from Portland now.
Shout out to Josh from Germany.
Yes, he's one of the biggest dudes in the design team in the States right now.
Really, really. Lots of detail.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't gotten the chance to
get a pair. Did you just call them cute?
Yeah.
They're cute.
They're sick.
Wow.
So it's a sock liner neoprene outsole. Really comfortable. I think it's a nice... it's a nice way to bring back to life the bounce that we were just talking about, like the bounce technology that came out a few years ago.
Yeah, bounce has been around for a long time.
Been around and like kind of disappeared, but now like they came back.
It really doesn't look like
No, it's nothing like this. So,
the Alpha Bounce, Alex, this is performance. Is it under the performance category?
It is under the performance category for some reason.
Doesn't look like a super performance.
It is actually going to be like more sold as a performance product eventually if sneakerheads can stop jumping on every single pair.
I think I'd have
Ultra
to try
Boost
that on.
Is also considered a performance.
It was actually sold as a performance product from the get-go, and this is why I think they're kind of hard to get in stores. Like a lot of people call in the store and they're like, "You guys sell Ultra Boost," and we have to always tell them it's part of a different like product category. But it's just the way they've been marketed. The assets that Adidas used to like sell the shoe made everyone in the streets wanting to wear them as a streetwear like standard, you know?
So is that the reason? So your store, right? The Adidas original store in Montreal, it does not sell performance?
And it will never be.
Okay, so it doesn't sell any performance shoes. So that's why you won't find Ultra Boost there?
Never, ever.
Even though it's a huge fashion statement right now.
But they don't want to mix product categories, you know? Yeah. And at the same time, it's still, I think Ultra Boost is still like, it's still a really like high-end running shoe. I'm not a runner myself, but they're sold as running shoe. Yeah. So they still have to like market them in like the running rooms of this world, the SportsX, the Sport Checks and the rest of Canada. So it's really important, I think, for them to like have a first take in the running shops. And then hopefully, like, if they get extra sizings, they go in, like, those fashion accounts that we call. So and
clients must be bothering you all the time, calling you, coming in, asking.
But it's okay. It's okay, man. Like, I think it's getting a bit confusing, you know, like, originals, performance, consortium, fashion, like.
I think it's pretty clear.
Well, for me, it is. But a lot of people, like, there's so many people calling. So you're like, okay. Like,
so Ultra Boost is a performance shoe. Alpha Bounce is a performance shoe. Yep. Your store carries originals.
Only originals.
And what about like the Ultra Boost collabs, right? What are they considered?
Consortium drops.
Consortium. Yeah. So
this is where like Off the Hook comes into play.
Gotcha.
And
yes.
Gets all of those exclusive.
Off the Hook is a, Off the Hook is a really dope shop in Montreal. If anyone comes to the city to visit, this is one of the stops that you need to check out
The
city.
Shout out to the owner, Harry.
Shout out to the owner.
For always being a great guy.
Shout out to the whole staff, Graham.
Everyone. And check out their Snapchat.
Dope job.
They did some crazy things there.
Yeah. They have so much fun.
A lot of party
shop.
People, yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
It seems like they're always having a party. Or a launch of something.
Yeah. So they're often blessed with like all of the, well, no, they are always blessed with like the dopest collabs, especially this year. The consortium team teamed up with 12 different accounts to make 12, I'm sure. Yeah, it's pretty sure that's 12. With different accounts across the world to do like the Consortium World Tour coming out this weekend, probably at OTH, is the Slam Jam Tubular Nova collab.
It's pretty cool.
It's an Italian brand. It's really cool.
The way they work the materials on the upper, on the toe box,
the suede, the kind of like fancy, hairy like suede. Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, since we're talking about Boost and Alpha Bounce, I gotta ask the question, and this is gonna raise some hell for sure. Where would Adidas be without Ultra Boost or Boost technology? Sorry, Alex.
I will have to say that it would be really different. I think there has been a huge statement only with, Adidas has been making a huge statement only with the return of classics. So like, I won't hide that like 80% of my business is like Superstar, Stan Smiths and Gazelles.
Of course.
The rest is butter, you know, Ultra Boost, Boost in general, definitely like brought the game to another level as far as our division, our company. But also, like, you have to think, like, stuff like Tubular, just, like, having the right assets, I think, putting the shoes in the right people's feet, I think it's really what made the company, like, go high, but it definitely, man, like, I've never seen so many people being, like, I want to sell so-and-so J's for one pair of that Ultra Boost, and I'm like...
Or that Yeezy.
Or Yeezys.
Yeezys, crazy.
You know, so, and for me, I've been just, like, stacking up on Adidas at home and like buying pairs for like 6 years and just like buying old sneakers, like back catalog, ZX, vintage runners, like retros, without having any like special attention because everyone's like, oh, this is just like this whichever ZX.
Yeah.
But now like ZX Flux came back, kind of made a statement, but then like, I don't know, like with this whole like NMD boat, the boost thing, that's like...
The hype is crazy.
It's crazy, man. I've never seen something like this.
So what would you say is the most sought after shoe or model? Well, I know you said Superstars, Stan Smiths, and Gazelles, but when people are coming in, what are they asking for? It's like the most.
I will say Ultra Boost, because like as much as we make fun of it, there's a big, big, big misconception about those product divisions. And
yeah,
some of the time you try and give like a really clear and precise answer, but you see and you hear it in the voice of people, they're like, I don't give a shit.
Like I'm in an Adidas store. Yeah, where are your Ultra Boosts?
That's it. So I'm glad I take the time, and I tell my staff all the time, like, just take the time to explain to people like what's going on. It's like people that call and they're like, you guys sell Yeezy Boost? And you're like,
We got a full size run. Come on
down. I had, but in order to get a pair, you need to blah, blah, blah. So like people are not necessarily, it's not necessarily everyone that has the education about it. And I think it's important to really like put these things in perspective so that people really get like, okay, this is the destination. This is where I can purchase my shoe. This is where I'll find my superstars, and this is where I'll find my Stan Smiths.
Well, the more the people know, the better, right?
That's it.
Right. We're here to educate if we can.
So okay, I'm going to map it out. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. Yeah. So we have performance category, which these days for us is like all the runners, like the sneakerheads are like the runners. They like the Alpha Bounce. They like the Ultra Boost. NMD does not fall into that.
No, NMD is an original. NMD is actually the first... shoe under the original division that had a full Boost outsole. This is why like it was such a big statement, because it was like the first time the original banner was releasing a full Boost unit sole. Like when I say full units, full Boost unit sole,
it's exposed.
It is from
tip to tip.
From tip to tip, basically, because there were some ZX 8000 Boost, where it was just like the heel had Boost.
I remember those.
So it was a huge statement, and that's it.
And after performance, we have
originals,
which includes all like the Stans, the Superstars.
So basically, original stands for sports heritage. So whatever is a sports heritage, because you guys like probably know like Superstars were like a staple for basketball back in the days. Gazelles were like all around trainers. Stan Smith were, of course, Stan Smith's shoe of choice to play tennis. Matter of fact, this guy is like still super old and still plays tennis in Stan Smith, which I find so cool. So everything that's basically sports heritage or that has a fashion etiquette, but that's like moving forward into like the trends, is falling under the originals division. Then you have everything that's like golf, that Chloe probably likes.
You have golf?
No, I don't. But there's a golf division.
No, Adidas has golf.
Yeah. No, so I'm thinking the plug and golf. Anyway.
But there's like, well, there's all of those like smaller divisions, and there's fashion. Fashion is like where you're gonna find like all that Y3, Rick.
The highest statement. Like, what's the highest grade of
fashion, or all the Adidas divisions?
Divisions. Yeah.
I think I'm probably biased, but I'll say originals, because like.
No, I mean, so we got performance, originals. Yeah. What's consortium?
Consortium falls under originals. Okay. Well, I find it goes over originals, because it's like where all of the INs, exclusive products, a bit more pricey, but really harder to get. This is like where you can totally find like what's super limited and
collabs.
Would you call it like a higher end original kind of thing?
Definitely. Like a more exclusive.
Yes.
More exclusive, because we have like super nicely executed products, like some premium executions of Stan Smiths in store, some premium executions of EQTs, of like name it, you know, the tubulars, like different styles and patterns, and like premium executions. It doesn't mean that it's not as valuable as Consortium. It's just like Consortium has the always like the featurings, you know, like featuring sneakers and stuff featuring Foot Patrol, featuring blah, blah, blah. So that's what it, that's when it makes it like crazy, because you like that shoe that's designed by which team, like Bodega in New York, is going to get distributed only in those 20-ish consortium accounts across the world and not in all of the Adidas stores, you know? This is, I think this is why like it makes it really cool.
So if you want to be like a really cool kid, you should only buy consortium. That's what you're saying.
No, not necessarily, because I mean, as I said, like in my store, we sell like some crazy executions that people are just like sleeping on those general releases because they're either like, I talk to people and they're like, oh, you must be really excited this month. There's a lot of great releases. And I'm like, yeah, in store, we're getting this vintage Gazelle pack and this blah, blah, blah icon like Stan Smith in like super smooth butter leather. And they're like, oh, anything boost? You're like,
go away, kid.
Not go away, but like get educated. There's like other nice stuff, you
for
know.
For sure, that pink pair that you showed me. That yes, those were
Stan,
sweet.
Those Stan Smiths. Crazy.
They came out in teal today at the store, and I think in vintage green too. Yeah.
The quality on those look next level.
Next level, and people are like, they're not signed by anything, yeah. So they fall under the radar. But matter of fact, those kicks, they go like for $120. So if you're looking for a crispy, well executed pair of shoes for $120, you got it. You know.
So talking about superstars and Stan Smiths, when Pharrell did his collab with Adidas, how many pairs of the colors did you pick up out of, how many were there, like 50?
50. 50.
How many colors did you pick up?
Myself, only two.
Okay.
Cause
what colors?
Navy blue and cargo green. Nice. Yeah, the nicest
ones.
That
green.
Yeah, you gotta like that green. But talking about Pharrell, actually like Pharrell is probably like one of the biggest statements as far as assets. Like he's probably one of the biggest head Adidas had as a movement, like in
like
the,
an influencer and
it's crazy.
Changing the game.
Yeah. Like
really?
Yeah.
Wow. I know he's done a lot with his clothing line with Adidas. Do people come into the store looking for a lot of that stuff?
It depends. Cause it's like, it's seasonal, you know? So yeah. It's like, I won't compare it to Rita Ora or like to any other, like, people that Adidas gets affiliated with, but it's like some collections work really well, some others won't necessarily work as good as this one. Like he just had this this week he released the Billionaire Boys Club collab that dropped at OTH. Matter of fact, like they had like two Stan Smiths palm trees and cool. Matching jackets. Like I think that worked, but it's never going to be the same thing as like the Supercolor collection. Like Supercolor was like so huge, man. It was so huge, and it was like
it was so smart.
It's just like,
think about it. Yeah, you go off a color just a little bit.
No,
you're like,
man.
Oh, another shoe.
Like 50 of them. Like,
wow. And they're colors of the crayon.
Becomes like Pokemon. You gotta
type thing. You gotta catch them all.
Yeah. Okay. How much did those drop at?
Like $100.
Like 110.
Yeah, 110.
20 max. Yeah.
Adidas is always well priced. Like very accessible.
Like you like. If you guys didn't get the chance to like cop Alpha Bounce, like keep your eyes open, because like next time they drop, like they're super affordable.
That's what we were talking about. Right?
$120 for like such a nicely put up together shoe, like a nice design, a nice execution, amazing details, the comfort, guys. Like it's crazy. Like I don't own Ultra Boost because it never like happened to fall in between my hands. I don't have that plug. But like I was actually like so surprised to put them on, and like I just won't take them out though.
So that's the Alpha Bounce released at $100. 120
or
125 Canadian.
Of course.
Yeah,
125 Canadian. Yeah. Instant sellout. Instant, right?
Instant.
Like minutes, seconds. Yes.
Seconds, yeah.
So and at this price point, 125, to find an instant sellout is these days I find unheard of. I mean, instant sellouts range more in the 200 to 250 range, right?
Yeah, 180s,
yeah. Because if it's priced highly, then people will think that it's more valuable or whatnot. But these, even the NMDs are 150-ish.
150.
So this one's even below that. That's so this is 125, instant sellout, instant status maker, right? And the fact that they sell out instantly makes it like a worthy hunt target.
I actually haven't had the chance to like really get to talk with people about it because I've been kind of on and off like being in Toronto, whatever came in the store, doing my business. But I'm actually I would actually be really surprised to hear from like people in Montreal or people in the game, like the reason why they liked the shoe, like why, what made them buy the shoe, you know? Because I was totally like sold by the marketing, the style. I like the designer. The guy also did a bunch of the EQT's marathon pack that are dropping this year. He did the Xenofluxes. He's a designer that I really look up to. So yeah, but it's the design, yes, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if guys just copped it because they thought it was like going to be like a nice resale story. But in my opinion, like,
what are you going to get for resale for one of these?
We saw them for like what, 180?
180,
yeah, I think to start, no one knows how to price them yet. And seeing that they're 125.
Guys, just pop the tag and wear them. Worth it. Like,
Is there a female version? Or will there
is,
be?
Yeah, there is.
There's a female sizing.
Yeah. When I was in Toronto, I visited the store downtown, and they had like a bunch of pairs sleeping for women.
What's the colorway?
Same Aramis colorway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Different sizing. But I figure, like, if you're gonna try to find like a fashion statement or anything, the Aramis, the first colorway to drop, is like perfect.
Yeah,
because I was on the fence because I know Bounce, like the Bounce technology from before and what it looked like, and I think that kind of turned me off, because if anyone knows, old Bounce technology is like just circles,
plastic
loops under the shoe. And I didn't know what this new version of the Bounce would look like. And it's through, look, this, the marketing that you, Adidas, put out, or like the beauty shots of the shoe, just convinced me. I'm like, oh my God, I want my feet to look like that, right? So that's what convinced me. That's why I bought my pair.
I love this midsole.
It is. It's, for me, it's like, it's the, it's, I don't know how.
That wave
like
there?
Yeah, the waves, yeah. Like.
Looks like you're always running.
Yeah, like,
look how fast I'm going.
Look, I'm sitting here so fast.
And in the not in, in this specific.
I want to see the Aramis in hand.
Well, we're gonna see them later tonight, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're awesome. Doing a secret midnight meetup to grab sneakers.
Make sure you bring friends.
Yeah, we're gonna be three guys.
Okay.
It's not that shady of a part of the neighborhood.
All right, we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. We got Chris, we got Alex, we got Chloe. Coming up, we're going to talk what we wore today. How does that sound?
Sure. I'm still wearing clothes, so let's go for it.
Yeah. All right, get off his back. All right, welcome back to the podcast. It's Mike D, Chris Chu. We got Alex and Chloe. Chris, you had something you wanted to talk about. You were getting deep here.
I was getting a bit too deep. We had to come back up, but I think it's a good topic. I mean, Alex has joined us on his first podcast. It's now our second, but I think this is the real first one because the whole team's here. And I like the team because everyone has like a different perspective on things. Everyone is at a different stage of the shoe game, I think. And Alex is an interesting story because you work for the brand, right? And so you have a purpose within the shoe game, right? But is this your only purpose in the sneaker world?
I'll have to say that I'm really like biased about like all of the brands. I'm obviously really biased of Adidas because I really fell in love with the heritage, you know, like the whole behind thing of like how running and performance, like from basketball to like Run DMC, Beastie Boys and all that jazz, like how it came out to be like, hey, we're going to bring sportswear into streetwear, you know? So my purpose working for the brand is to really like educate people. Like I have this passion for sneakers. I have this passion for footwear, but it's my purpose on the daily is to like really educate people.
So I see, like, I've been into stores where the people working in the stores are just working in the store.
Yeah.
But you
there for a paycheck.
Like, yeah. Well, I don't, it's not a, like for the purpose of like figuring out if you have credentials or anything, but can you just tell the people how many pairs of Adidas you own?
Everyone hold your breath.
About 300. Just Adidas.
Just Adidas.
Two, three pairs of Reeboks because they're fam brands and I like to break in them. I have one pair of Puma suede because they were like my first like B-boy shoe, forest green colorway with the white sole. That's like the only shoe that I keep because it's like, it has like, it's the shoe that started it all. But other than that.
So you're like the manager, like the top guy in the Adidas store. You're also like a badass collector of Adidas. And so where do you see yourself in, what stage are you at in your evolution as a sneakerhead?
I don't want to name drop anyone like in the game, but I have like two major like sneaker friends of mine, like one in Toronto, one in Vancouver. Well, actually shout out to Paul and Sherry. And like these guys like legit like set the pace for me to become like this amazing collector in the future, because these guys legit, like I was in Toronto last week, so I visited Sherry and he has like,
go ahead, what's his Instagram?
Adidas Gallery. And he has his personal stuff that you can probably find on his own Instagram channel. I don't want to spill him, spill the beans, but
Adidas Gallery.
Adidas Gallery guy is based off Toronto. And like I basically like saw all of his collection. This guy is like, he has more than you can even imagine in a household can like hold in sneakers. It's crazy. So yeah, man, it's just like, I'm just 24 years old. I've been just like getting pairs and like being interested in like all this like back catalogs of, as I've mentioned before. I mean, my purpose is just like to keep building this collection, but without any bullshit aside, you know, like just like getting the real stuff, the good stuff, collecting the good stuff and like learning about everything that I get, you know.
And you're gonna, within the brand, do you see yourself like evolving as well?
Totally, man. Totally. Hopefully like the product division is gonna take me to like some other like levels of reach, if I could say. Like I don't necessarily want to be like the designer guy, because I'm a hard C, but I'm a b-boy, I'm a dancer. Like I'm not a drawer, you know? Like I see things, I know like colorways that I would do. I see like how for me like the perfect shoe would be, but I'll definitely be working in the product division at some point for sure.
So you're basically living, I think a lot of sneakerheads have the dream of working for the brand, and you're basically living it, right?
Totally.
And your entry point in the brand, can you tell everyone what it was?
I was straight up like dropping off my CV at an outlet store, just wanting to sell footwear. Then just kind of got cut off and like loving every running, training, whatever like division product it was. And I was just like so stoked about like finding about technologies, benefits, history, colorways, patterns, fabrics, garments. And then slowly but surely like kind of was asked, hey, do you want to move up to like the Montreal store, get into like the originals division? I was like, I'm not sure there's going to be much to say about it. But then the second I got there, man, it was like, oh, this whole heritage, like this whole sports heritage thing is so cool. So I think like being the manager of the shop now, like 6 years later, I think it's a dream come true. Cause believe it or not, like I'm not a rep or I'm not on the road like talking about it, but I am the Adidas Originals guy in Montreal. Cause like it's my shop, it's my team. It's my team that is spreading the word to clients that come in. We are the ones that are dropping like the whatever shoe you want. Well, not all of it. Sorry. No Ultra Boost. Sorry.
No Ultra Boost.
No Ultra Boost.
Still no Ultra Boost.
Where's my Yeezys, man?
I don't have the plug. But so we're basically like the advocates in the city, you know? So for me, it's a dream come true. It's basically like being able to share my passion on the daily, like legit sharing my passion. And also learning how to manage a business, how to analyze numbers and like create benefits, create business enhancements, you know, like, so for me, it's, yeah, I think I definitely have like the perfect position, especially for a guy of my age. It's crazy, man.
And it's really cool that you get to work like hands-on with the product.
It is.
As soon as it gets there.
It is exactly what it is.
You know, you get your hands on it first before everyone, and you can analyze it from your perspective, which is really cool.
Yeah. So I get to hear like all the backstories. I actually do a lot of researches on my own. Like I read a lot of stuff. I talk to people. I share a lot of like, I, with Instagram and text messages and all that stuff, like, it's really easy to just be like, send a picture of one of my buddies and be like, hey, what do you think? And he's like, oh, this is the blah, blah, blah. It came out in 90 something else. And this was the original colorway. This is like the inspired by blah, blah, blah. And you're like, okay, that's cool. And then I can, yeah. And I'm really, as you said, I am hands-on products all the time, which is what I find, like, which is what I find really cool. I don't just get to like drive around the city, show my products to people and just be like, so this is going to come out at some point, you know, like I don't necessarily care about this, because like what really matters is when you open the box in the store.
Yeah.
You touch the product and you're like, yo, this shoe is dope. This garment is dope. This execution is perfect. I can't wait to go on the floor and share that to the customers, you know.
And it's cool that you get to connect with the customers too when they come in the store.
Yeah.
And you can give them your perspective, how you think on the shoe.
Share stories.
Exactly. Yeah. And like,
pull up my phone, show my Instagram, be like,
and I'm sure there must be
follow me, man.
Yeah, follow me, dog. Follow me.
There must be a lot of people that come in that are just a pain in the ass, but there also must be those people that come in, you know, you have a great conversation with them, they buy their product without hassling you, walk out the door, and you're done.
And
you
that's
know?
It. You know, like I had this this gentleman coming in like actually yesterday, or 2 days ago, whatever. He's a older guy, like in his 40s, early 50s, and he's just like, man, I've been looking for tobaccos forever. Tobaccos, like an old school, like casual, like gum sole shoe. And he was like, why can't we find them anywhere in Canada? Why Adidas is not releasing the shoe again? And I was like, matter of fact, we have this line from Japan with White Mountaineering. They collabed this year and they brought up back the tobaccos. And the sparkles that the guy had in his eyes when he saw the tobacco shoe.
Priceless.
Priceless. Bought two pairs, called one of his buddies and was like, yo. Well, he didn't say yo, because like, it's not in his vocabulary, but he said, hey, listen, I finally found some tobaccos. And his friend over the phone, I can hear him scream in the speaker. And he was like, no way. Do you want a pair? They have like two pairs, 9.5. You want it? And they were like, sure. And I was like, oh, they're 40% off, by the way. And they're so excited. His wife bought a pair of like a kids in MD that was like, just chilling on the side, like not selling. And they were just like so stoked. They had a good experience. I was able to share like some backstories about it, discuss like where you could probably find like similar like casuals, like it's at size or end clothing in the UK, because it's really big out there, this whole like casual scene. Just so stoked. And like conversations like this, man, you don't hear them like at the Bay or like in any like other retailers. Like I'm like Foot Locker probably has those connections with people. OTH probably has those connections. Like all of this sportswear or like fashion wear, streetwear shops, they probably have those connections. But what I find is nice is like, if you're only a Nike head, you're not going to walk in an Adidas store. No. So if you walk in my door, you have an intention. Like you like somehow the brand. Because matter of fact, I don't walk in a Nike store because I have no intentions of buying Nikes at any point, you know? So you for sure have that intention of learning about the product or actually seeing it, because you've seen it all over Instagram. You've seen it all over Instagram, or you saw it on your friend's friend or on your friend's feed, sorry. And, or you saw it in like some guy in the metro and you're like, oh, where did he get those Adidas shoes? Probably Adidas store. Let me see what they have at the Adidas store. And then you get here and you're kind of here to learn a story, you know? So,
well, that's what I find the best thing about a sneaker store is the connection with the people that work there.
Yeah.
And a person who likes sneakers and is really into sneakers is going to know if that person working at that store knows their stuff or not.
Yeah.
And they will rip them apart on social media if they don't, usually. Right, Chris?
Yeah. Social media could be a powerful tool.
Very powerful.
But, you know, if it's in the hands of the wrong people, it could do some damage.
But it's great to walk into a store and have a conversation with someone. And, you know, 30 minutes later, you're like, oh, I've been talking to this guy for 30 minutes. I'm going to buy my shoes and peace out.
I guess I'm coming back.
Yeah, coming back to the store.
Hanging good experience. Out, chilling.
And you're always going to go back.
Yeah.
If you have that connection, you're going to go back. Definitely. If you have a bad experience, you're not going back. Any bad experiences?
With stores?
Yeah. You don't have to name names.
I think this is a good subject for like another pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we got to line everything up.
Sneaker horror stories.
It's horror stories.
The horror.
Horror.
The horror stories.
Yeah, so like Alex, you were talking about like how these people like found these sneakers and you saw the sparkle in their eyes and they were like all enthusiastic about this. For some reason, it like Mike, you popped into my head once he mentioned that, because you're like the, let's say, the new guy to the game within our group, right?
Yeah.
And I find that the new guys always have like the fresh perspectives. Like, I miss being the new guy in the game.
Do you really?
I do. I'll tell you why after, but I want to find out first, what are you trying to get out of this sneaker game?
It's not that I'm trying to get anything out of it. It's like I'm trying to put myself into it. You know what I mean? Like doing this podcast, I'm trying to put myself into the scene, because what I love about sneakers, and Alex, you touched on this, is the history. And I said this in the past podcast, episode one. I love the history behind Jordans. I love the history behind Nike, you know, and that's something that really gets me interested in, say, a certain shoe, a certain brand, you know, because every shoe has a story. Every shoe has a story. You guys all know that. And that's what I love about it. I get intrigued by the story and it pulls me in, you know?
Well, I think you are trying to get something out of the game, not necessarily like something.
I want a shitload of shoes.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
This is like all of our wishes, man.
Yeah. But I got to keep it under 100.
Speak for the people.
I got to keep it under 100, apparently.
No, 100 is the sweet spot these
days. That's the sweet spot.
I would love to get to 100.
But like, you, what I'm saying is you're not trying to get something out of the game, you're saying, but you're doing more than just buying a shoe, right? Like, you see a shoe, you like it, you buy it. That's one level. But you're trying to learn the history behind the shoe. You're trying to gain some substance behind the shoe. So it's just not footwear. It's just not like fashion wear. There's meaning behind it.
Totally. And I don't know what it is, but being into a shoe and people not get, you know, people don't get it. You know, you could say, I love the Air Max 1.
You mean the civilians don't get it?
Yes.
The civilians don't get it.
Hashtag civilians. But there's something about certain shoes that just, it's hard to explain. You know what I mean? Like, you could see a shoe and be super into it and just like, I have to get it. Here's my credit card, take my money. There's other shoes you'll be like, I'll wait for them to go on sale. You're not into those as much, obviously. Or they're just super expensive and you want them to go on sale. But there's something about certain shoes that just brings me in. And I find that, I don't know, the perspective is different from everyone. It's hard to put out there.
So you mentioned like the Air Max 1, and you knew that there was something special about them, but you couldn't put your finger on it.
That's it. And it's like different colorways. I love how there's a different colorway of everything. You know, life would be boring if everyone had the same color shoes, right? And colors attract everyone.
I think maybe Chloe has some perspective on this, because you mentioned Air Max 1, you didn't know what was so special about them, but Chloe, he's known as Nike Air Max 95. And you had them all, or you have them all.
Yeah, and what's slowing down for me right now? Like, I have maybe two that I'm hunting. I'm hunting for a pair of Stashes. I forget what the other pair is, but like I said, I'm slowing down on the 95s.
But what was it about the 95 that made you think, wow, this is my shoe? Because everyone's got their one shoe.
It was just the way it flowed, the way it fit. I loved it. I loved the tones, the material, the bubbles, the exposed bubbles. It was
the big ass bubble.
Yeah, it was the colorways. The first couple of colorways that came out, I had to get them all. And you know, after getting 70 pairs, it's like now it's trying to find the time to wear it. It's getting tough. And now my whole sneaker thing, I'm being really, really picky. I'm trying to find that pair that flows, or that must have pair. Back in the day, it was whatever colorway, Instacop. Yeah. Jordan, Instacop. That other colorway, Instacop. I had to get every single one. Now it's like, you know what? I want to bring my collection down. I want to have a collection that's going to be really, man, I haven't seen those in a while. Or I want to break necks straight out. I want to go out. I want to have my whole fit flowing. And those shoes, man, it takes more time to find a pair of shoes in the morning than it does to get dressed. That's
so how it is. You're standing naked in your closet, your shoe closet, just
No. I get dressed before I get into the shoe closet.
Sure, you do.
Or you pack your outfit the night before. That's what I do.
Have it laid out.
I used to do that, but once you get kids, it's a changer. But right now, like releases, there's shoes coming out. And I have to say no. I have to be really, really selective, because bringing it down to 100 is not going to be easy.
That sweet spot.
And you're tailoring your collection to yourself, which you're not just buying everything like you said before.
No, I'm very, really, really specific. I'm waiting for that exclusive pair or that old pair that I've been hunting. And
that's really cool.
And so what stage do you find yourself at in your sneakerhead evolution?
Sometimes I say to myself that I'm nearing the end.
Really?
And then Ultra Boost came out today with the sock with the Uncaged, and I'm like
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, and three pairs right there. But honestly, I sometimes say, okay, enough's enough. But there's always that one pair that comes out, or I'm hunting, and then something comes, and it just gets you back in. And I'm trying to liquidate some, and it ain't easy liquidating either, and it's discouraging me a bit. And I'm like, no. I told Chris this the other day. I'm like, I got to sell 10 pairs of shoes before I cop my next pair.
Not going to happen.
No, it didn't happen. After three, I was like, oh, I got
to
cop another
It sounds to me like you're, like, Mike, you're in the discovery mode.
I am, but I also find that, when I first started, I was just trying to fit in. Okay. I would buy anything, if this person's wearing it, I'm going to buy that.
Okay.
But then I got out of that real quick when I started learning the history and stuff like that.
I think you're moving towards where clothes at, where clothes more is in the refinement mode, where he's had the huge collection, which is maybe where Alex is at. He's in the
huge
middle.
Huge collection.
And then the huge collection. And now he's trying to narrow it down and refining his collection.
It out.
And it's tough because, hey, I bought this shoe when? They all have a story.
Yeah.
How did
Sometimes
you get these?
It goes
your
to
Maltese.
The sell pile, back to the keep pile, from the keep pile to the sell pile.
Into your luggage, out of your luggage.
Out of the shoe room, back into the shoe room. Oh.
So the whole purpose of this line of questioning that I've been running is more in the terms of purpose, right? What you are all sneakerheads, but doing a bit more than just buying a shoe and putting it on your feet and getting out there. What I like to look at when I meet different people is the different stages that they're at. Like if you've got an Instagram feed, how much time do you put into your photo taking? Is it something that you have developed? Have you evolved from your first picture to your last picture?
Definitely.
Right? What's your purpose? Because are you trying to just get dope sneakers out of this whole game? Like you want to buy a dope kick, go out there and have people look at them and say, yeah, that's a nice sneaker. And you're like, thank you. My day
that
is made.
My day.
Yeah. Or are you trying to get more out of it? Mike, you're trying to learn more heritage. You're trying to educate yourself. Chloe, you mentioned fit. I think you're trying to shape the way you look out of the sneakers, getting some type of status out of it. Alex, you're actually building your life around sneakers. And I think I am at the stage where I'm discovering new ways of expanding the sneaker world. So aside from just having them on my feet and or even just taking pictures of the shoes that I have and posting them on Instagram, I'm using the sneakers as a means to develop new skills, like camera skills, maybe video skills. This podcast that we're doing.
Exactly.
Right? And seeing how far the sneaker can take me. Right, take us.
Yeah,
we're doing a podcast. We're connecting with all different other people who are creating with any subject that's sneaker based, YouTubers, photographers, people that write. All these people are taking sneakers and letting the sneaker bring you to another stage. So I was in New York. Maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago for the Converse launch, the new Converse Modern launch. And this is where I met tons of people in the sneaker industry that were using sneakers as a means to create, using different mediums to share what they were doing. And all these people showed me how much more I had to grow. So I thought that I was writing and taking pictures only. But then I met these YouTubers and I'm like, whoa, this moment would be perfect if I could capture it in a video.
Yeah.
Right? But I didn't develop that skill yet. But seeing these guys do it showed me that, yo, I could branch out into that. And then meeting the people that just went out of their way to get that extra dope shot, that extra dope time lapse. You know, everyone's sitting down having a meal. This guy gets up from his seat and starts recording a time lapse. The day was done. Everyone had done their jobs, but this guy just saw the perfect moment. And from that point on, I was like, I need to develop more skills. My sneaker evolution isn't done yet.
It's just begun.
It's just beginning. Like, me sitting down with you three guys doing this podcast is something that I never thought I would do. But here we are. We're doing it. And this is going to take us, I don't know where, maybe somewhere very far, maybe back here next week.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Because as we're doing it, I think we're finding stuff out about each other.
Yeah.
And figuring out that sneakers is more than just footwear on our feet, that we're actually pushing the boundaries with sneakers. And this is why purpose is very important to me. That's why, if you think of why you're doing this, why do you like sneakers? Alex, it's going to take you so far, yeah, right? Hopefully. A whole
it
life.
Will. It will, actually, yeah.
Well, it's already brought us here.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know?
That's it.
It's brought us here. We're all together. We're doing this now. We're doing this podcast. The people listening are going to love it, hopefully. And
definitely,
I would love to hear their take on what they want to hear. I want to hear what you want to hear. So you guys can send us an email. We have an email set up so you could send us stuff that you want to hear. What do you want us to talk about? You can email us at thesneakerpodcast@gmail.com.
Bingo.
And you can also DM us on Instagram at The Sneaker Podcast. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back and we are going to wrap things up. We are back. Welcome back to The Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside Christopher Chu. We got Alex. We got Chloe. And I was wondering, Chloe, what were you wearing today?
Today, I ended up wearing a pair of AJ1s, all white. I was going to rock a pair of AJ1s low cement, but with these pants, with these zippers on the side, my sock was showing, and I just wasn't feeling it. It wasn't clean enough. So I said, I got to wear some high tops. So
does everyone here have a full-length mirror in their house?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Does everyone rock the full-length mirror?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. How do I look? Pretty good. Continue, Chloe.
So yeah, so after opening maybe three pairs of AJ1s, I said, you know what? I haven't worn these white ones in probably 4 years. Let's break it out. And it flowed well. And yeah, we got several comments on the shoes today.
Super clean.
And asked me, is that the first time you wore them? And I'm like, no.
I just keep them nice and white.
Nice and clean.
It was a shitty weather, man. Like, it was kind of risky to wear all white shoes.
But I go from the house to the cart, from the cart to the work to
minimizing
to the car,
yeah,
to the mirror.
Yeah, and I took a shoe shot too. Nice. Can't wait to post that later on.
Alex, what were you wearing?
I started off...
was it Adidas?
It was Adidas, surprisingly.
No kidding.
I was actually going for Earth colors today, so I was wearing my ZX8000 Oddity pack that dropped a couple months ago. And I was actually on the road with my girl, and she works on the road, and I was like driving for her all day. And I was packing up like a bunch of laces in my bag because I knew like I had some time to kill between our meeting at the clients. And I decided to like just like swap the laces.
Them. Yeah, I saw them and I'm like, I was wondering, did they come with those laces?
No, those are other ones actually. But yeah, those ones came with laces. So I started with those. They have like this really odd like color blocking and burnt orange like suede pattern. So I went for like orange rope laces. It was kind of dope. And then I went back home for a bit and changed for Superstars Light with a really like vintage like yellowish sole with some nice weird colored patent laces that you probably like, and suede sweet stripes. It was really sweet. Yeah.
Nice. Chris?
So I wake up hella early.
Hella early.
Like hella
early. What's hella early?
Hella early is like still 4:50 a.m.
Okay, that is hella
bad life
early. Early.
Bad life.
It's like when no. Bed. This is to get to work. Like the kids sleep in. I'm going to work. And so I don't think straight in the morning yet. Like takes me a couple of hours. So I kind of get out of the house with whatever's in front of the door. These were Flyknit racers today.
Nice.
Good summer shoe.
What color?
They are the Blue Lagoons. You know about the Blue Lagoons?
I love the way you said that, though.
Yeah. You got to say it like that.
Oh, okay.
Don't say it any other way.
Okay, I won't.
And then after picking up like 3 pairs of Ultra Boost for Chloe, I kind of felt like wearing Ultra Boost for the podcast. So
you felt
that's
obligated.
What happened. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Influencer Chloe. Wow.
You're all about that Boost life. For myself, I was wearing the KD7 Lightnings. The 535?
I like those.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Anything lightning is good.
They're so comfortable. They're very comfortable. When I first got them, they were a little bit tight, and then they opened right up.
Did you cross anyone up in the streets?
No. 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 But I'll break your ankles any day.
Okay.
That's totally bullshit. Chris could take me to church.
Yeah, definitely. With my Ultra Boost on.
I can't believe I only wore 1 pair of shoes today.
Yeah, man. What was that all about?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, guys. Don't hate me.
A good day is like at least 3 pairs, I think.
That's a really good day.
That's a really good day. Yeah.
I go to wear them, but then I'm thinking, oh, I'm gonna have to sit in front of my couch or in front of my TV and clean these along with, you know, 10 other pairs. It'll take me forever. What do you guys use to clean?
Baby wipes.
Baby wipes.
I use Laziness. Because I don't clean my shoes anymore.
You're just done with it.
Yeah, I just put them back in the box.
Or you walk in air. Like, one of my good friends was like, you're just like, there's this simple trick. You just buy so many shoes and you don't wear them that often and they stay clean. Like, you watch where you...
You watch where you step.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, you know, like, you don't step on your own shoe. Like, people, like, when they're just, like, waiting or just, like, sitting in the bus, they're, like, kind of just, like, stepping over their shoe. I'm like, dude, stop that.
The guys that do the walk, you know, the walk I'm talking about when they put on a brand new pair of shoes and they're light stepping. You know what I mean?
I'm light stepping every day. Popping tags on the daily. Man. Yeah.
Well, this was an amazing podcast. Episode 2 is in the bag. Guys, what'd you think? Alex, it's good to have you.
Aye. I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I really loved it.
Awesome.
It was great.
We're going to do it again super soon.
I think this
soon.
Is like episode 1.2.
It can't even be a 1.5. It's a 1.1.
1.1.
I can't wait for the next.
Yeah, we are going to be back next time with episode 3. Before we go, we're going to let you know where you guys can follow us. You can follow at The Sneaker Podcast on Instagram. Make sure you download the podcast from Podbean. We are now actually on Google Play, which is amazing. Yeah. We are going to be on iTunes before you know it. Hopefully in the next 2 weeks, we're going to get that all sorted out. But before we go, you can follow us all on Instagram. Chloe, where can we follow you?
At Chlorel.
At Suji Cypher Sons. It's kind of complicated. So just follow like one of us and like click on the photo.
You'll
try to figure it out. Yeah.
On those Adidas.
Like one of the only 4 friends we each have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have so little friends. Just all of us. And Chris?
It's Christopher.Chew.
Check him out. Formerly Freaky First Step. I'm always going to say that just because it's... does it say it in your info?
It used to formally? Say formerly Freaky.
It's over now. It's
no,
over
no
now.
No more freakiness.
And you can follow me at On Air with Mike D. And also, if you want to send in anything for us to talk about, you can do so.
Please.
Send us an email to thesneakerpodcast@gmail.com. We will get back to you and we will talk about it on the next podcast. Until then, guys, thank you so much. We are going to do it again.
Yes.
Next week, hopefully. We'll
talk
to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Later.
Peace.
Peace.